Chapter 19, Homeschool Makes No Fools, The System. One judge in Nebraska said that the public educational system is preparing the children of America for merger into the New World Order. He went on to say that the children of Christian homeschool families would not fit into their planned system. Never even consider sending your children to private Christian schools, much less the public automation factories. Whether a classroom is based completely on Christian education or on secular principles is not the issue, although we would by far prefer Christian. God didn't make teenage boys and girls to sit together in a classroom every day while real life outside passes them by. The world's system digs a pit and then creates a myriad of industries to reclaim the tragic lives that fall into it. Classroom education for the young is a real pit. The psychiatrists, counselors, social workers, Planned Parenthood, policemen, social manipulators, juvenile courts, drug dealers, penal institutions, pharmaceutical companies, and medical doctors all stand at the edge of the pit, competing for the business generated by the shovels of the National Education Association. One important warning. There exists a fundamental fault that is demonstrated in the discouragement experienced by many homeschool families. Because the public educational system is based on false premises, its curriculum and its format and its purpose are in error. The homeschool is not established to duplicate the public school and its curriculum in a private environment. Yet most homeschoolers are attempting to do that very thing. The stress on the family attempting to perform for the sake of public image, as well as state-required testing, is destructive to the emotional and intellectual development of the child. Ask yourself the question, if I did not have to answer to anyone, and I were not controlled by public opinion, what would I desire for my children to learn in their early years of education? Keep in mind that specialty disciplines necessary for professional employment need not be taught by either the classroom or the homeschool. Those things can be learned when the child is emotionally mature and ready to enter the workplace. Parents, you are wearing yourself out trying to keep up with the judges. Teach from your heart, not the John Dewey perspective. Children need a mother who teaches them, not a teacher who doesn't have the emotional energy to mother them. Young men need a father who teaches them to work, not a father too busy working to teach them. The best schooling for children is a good home life, not a home that is all school. It is a sick perversion to remove a child from that which is natural to life and make of him a professional student. Don't accept the false premise that academic and behavioral education is the foundation of life and society. Order your own life according to God's perspective. Your children are too valuable for you to compromise their training. After homeschooling for over 16 years, we have seen the fruit of our philosophy of child rearing. Our oldest just finished her first year in college with a 4.0 grade point average. If you fear your children are too isolated from the world and need what the socialists call socialization, then get yourself a TV and set them down in front of Hollywood for about 2 hours every day. They will soon be duplicates of the public school, frequenters of the local hangout, and accepting of back alley morality. Put your children to the breast of Hollywood, and they will never desire to be nurtured on the milk of the word. Hollywood is a far more effective teacher than you will ever be, sponsored by none other than the Prince of the Power of the Air, Waves. And it has an aggressive, appealing agenda acceptable to most of modern-day society. If you want a child who will easily integrate into the New World Order, waiting his turn in line for condoms, a government-funded abortion, sexually transmitted disease treatment, psychological evaluation, and a mark on the forehead, then follow the popular guidelines in today's education, entertainment, and discipline. But if you want a son or daughter of God, you will have to do it God's way and in God's choice of location, the home